simply making my bed with love. Believe it or not, this is a Bible story. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Story, Making My Bed with Love. How many of us have ever thought of children in Bible times making their beds? Well, we do know that they slept on the floor. We do know that they had covers. We do know that they were warm at night. And sometimes there are two, three, four, five children lying on one set of blankets. And that they were all very comfortable and very normal, that this was the way things were done. And when the children got up in the morning, it was important to take the bedclothes, take all of the blankets and covers, and shake them outside, because the dust of the floor and all of the bodies in there, and shake out all of the little critters that might have crawled in during the night, and then fold it up nicely and put it away so that it'd be ready for nighttime. Now, the act of simply making the bed is something that every family went through and every child went through. But not all went through it the same way. There were two of the kids who didn't really want to make the bed. They always ran out to play, or they ran away from the house and were playing with the neighbors, and they were doing everything they could to avoid making the bed. Well, the two children were playing outside, and their mother said, "Children, come in and make the bed, please." And the children acted as though they didn't hear her, and they ran around the back of the house. And so the mother took their bed clothing and she shoved it in the corner. She didn't pick it up nicely. She didn't shake it out. She didn't do anything. And the children came in the house later and saw the bed clothing all kicked into the corner, and they didn't do anything. That's neat. Then they didn't have to bother taking it out and shaking it out and making it folded nicely and putting it away like it should be. And so it came time for evening. Yes, it was time to go to bed. And Daddy and Mama said, "Okay, kids, time to go to bed." And Mother and Dad sat at the table with the lamp on the table, and they were talking with one another and sharing thoughts together. And the children went over to climb in their bed. Well, it was all kicked together in the corner. And when they reached in the corner, they took out the covers and they tried to straighten them out, but it wasn't so easy because it was dark and they couldn't see what they were doing. And they said, "Mom, help me." And Mother said, "No, if you don't take care of your bedclothes, you just have to sleep in them the way they are." So the kids tried to straighten out best they could, and then they climbed into the bed. And then the boy said, "Mom." "Yes, sweetheart." "There's something in my bed. It's crawling around." And Mother said, "Really? How interesting. Maybe it's some dust you left from this morning." "Mom." So Mom went over to take a look. And she brought the lamp close by so she could see what they were talking about. And here there was a friendly little snake that used to live in the rafters, who had dropped down in the bedclothes and thought, "Hey, this is a nice, comfy place to be." And he brought several of his buddies along. And so the little boy and little girl were sleeping with these snakes. And, "Mom, I don't like snakes in my bed." "Well, they're not bad snakes. They're snakes that eat the bugs and do the other things around the house. We like to have them, really. They hang up there from the rafters, and they're there all the time. You know that." "But, Mom, I don't like them in my bed." "Well, if you would take your bed and shake it out each morning and fold it up properly and put it away like you're supposed to, you know, in the corner there underneath the cabinet, that's the space for them, then you wouldn't have snakes in your bed. Well, they'd still crawl in my bed. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Because they go only where things are not taken care of. They go only where things are not loved. Now, if you make your bed with love, nothing will go into it. Nothing will look at your bed. Your bed will be perfectly okay. But Mom... And the children protested. And Mom and Dad said, all right, you come on now. And so they all climbed into Mom and Dad's bed. And they all slept. And the next morning, the children says, that's not enough room with all you guys in that bed. And Mother said, well, that's the way it is. Now, you go over, it's daytime now, and you prepare your bed to put it away. And when it's time to go to bed tonight, your bed will be all shook out, it'll be all dust-free, it'll be all ready to sleep in a happy, smiley bed. A happy, smiley bed? Whoever heard of a happy, smiley bed? The boy said. Well, I did, the girl said. Mom told me about the simple making my bed with love is a happy, smiley bed. And so, she made her bed with love, and her brother helped her. And they shook it outside, and they flew all the dust in the air, and they watched the dust float away in the morning breeze, and they think, how lovely that is. And then they held it high, and as they folded it so it wouldn't be dragging on the ground, and they got it folded pretty nice. And then they carried it and put it in a special place in the corner where all the bedclothes were. That night, when it was time to lay out their bedclothes were all neatly, wonderfully folded, so perfect, all the corners touched, just perfect. And when they climbed into their bed, it was the most comfortable, wonderful, fluffy bed in the whole world. And it was just one blanket that was on the floor. And it was one blanket that was covering them. But they were comfortable. And they were happy. And the boy slept on his side of the bed, and the girl slept on her side of the bed. And both of them slept like two angels. Because they had learned the lesson in these early Bible times. Simply making my bed with love makes my evening a night of happy sleep and happy dreams. This is the way our life is, a life of happy dreams, when we do everything with love. The boys and girls of Bible times were taught early on that they didn't have big houses, and they didn't have a lot of servants. It was just their family, and each family member had to learn to do his responsive chore. And if he did it with love, it was done harmoniously and happily and peacefully. And everyone loved everyone else because of that. And the family relationship of the Bible families were very strong and very firm and very beautiful. Yes, Bible stories are not always about Jesus making some comment. It was in Bible times, in the life and times of the people. And what sort of things did they have to learn? And there the father, he was the director of the home, and the mother, she was the head of the household, indoors and outdoors. But they tried to say the daddy was outdoors. Well, daddy knew that he had his job, and he was very glad that mother did hers so well in raising the children and bringing about all the values that they had into their family life. Yes, if everything is done with love, it is lots of fun, even sleeping on the floor in your own bedclothes in the middle of the Bible story times. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.